Good afternoon. My name is Yvonne Ewang. I'm one of the legal officers in the Secretariat of the Basel Convention. And perhaps just to shed a little light on the question that was asked by Togo, in relation to plastic wastes, and this speaks a little to the point that Carlos raised earlier on as to the difficulties that are faced by parties. Essentially, it's for the country to determine when it's notified of a movement of waste, how it wants to classify that waste. It has to decide whether the plastic that it's dealing with falls under what is currently hazardous waste in the annexes to the convention, or if it falls under other waste. There is a possibility for it to be hazardous waste under the national laws, but that's all part of the process for notifying and agreeing to the movement. If it receives the information about the plastic waste, it decides that it's neither hazardous nor other waste as the annexes to the convention set out, then the control procedure wouldn't apply. And this was the point raised by Norway a minute ago, that the control procedure would only apply in the event that it's one of those two categories of waste. So the intention behind their proposal seems to be to clarify how that would apply in those instances. Also, there are many examples of partnerships under the Basel Convention, but those have been established by decisions of the conferences of the parties, and they're given a very strong legal basis and context in that respect. So it does give them a good structure and a direction going forwards, rather than, say, having something that's more general in nature. So just to put a little bit of the context around how those function within the Basel context. And perhaps just to end on a little bit of happy news, that Basel will soon be 187 parties. In January, there'll be a new party to the convention. Thank you.